Good morning, Sandy. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. How about you?
It couldn't be better.
Okay. I have a question. I bought a brick house in August, walkout basement. Anyway, I had it inspected, and as we were walking around one side of it, there were some cracks in the brick, one on the right side, one on the left, that go like from a window down to, it's a block foundation instead of a board.
Okay.
And there were some cracks going on it, and you could see where the sellers had, like, taken, I don't know, some sort of cement mixture or something and, you know, kind of, you know, I thought sealed the crack. And I asked the inspector, I said, you know, is that okay? Is that structurally sound? Blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, it's been, what, 2 months, and I'm seeing, you know, it's cracked. So what they did was just kind of a cosmetic cover-up, I guess. My question is to, is this, you know, like you said, no big deal. It just happens. It's a 20-year-old brick house, blah, blah, blah. Or and if maybe it's questionable, who would I get to look at that?
Well, the first thing, when you say it's on a walkout basement, does the ground fall away, continue to fall away down the back of the yes. backyard?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. So how steep is the hill as it goes away?
It's moderately steep.
Okay. It sounds to me that you might have a little bit of a soil issue here, you know, where the ground could be slipping just a little bit, and, you know, as a result, it's kind of taking that back part of the house with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would call a residential structural engineer, and they eventually may call in, you know, a geotechnical engineer. You know, who's somebody who's a soil scientist as well. The structural engineer that I would recommend that you call, I'm pretty confident that he would easily drive up to Wilmington, would be Bob Becker.
Bob Becker?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I've got his number memorized. I'm going to give you this number, and then it should work, okay?
Can I email your site?
Oh yeah, why don't you email
okay.
me and then I absolutely why don't you email me and then I'll absolutely give you the Bob's number. I'll have it right there in my office.
This is the long one, you know, the long end of the house. It's only on one side, on one end, and there's what, maybe 10-15 feet from the house, there's a there's some trees. So it probably is something that I need to deal with fairly immediately.
Well, the thing is that Bob or one of his people will look at it and they'll be able to tell you. And more importantly, they're going to be able, the reason I always like to bring in a structural engineer,
mm-hmm.
they're trained into knowing how to fix it the right way.
Yeah.
And because sometimes you could call a contractor in and they're just guessing. They're just saying, well, they don't actually have the engineering background to know what will or will not work. So, you know, they're going to be able to tell or feel whether or not they think it's a soil problem. It can also be something as simple as, an expanse of clay soil. In other words, on these walkout basements, back at that back corner of the house, you actually have what we call a shallow foundation. The bottom of the footer may only be 30 inches below the surface of the ground there.
Right.
Okay.
I believe it probably is.
Well, and we had a pretty dry summer there. For a while. I mean, it got really dry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what can happen, and you're up in that glacial area. You know, you're up north of town in Wilmington, and we've got a lot of glacial clays up there, and those things can be highly expansive and contractive. And when they dry out, the actual clay drops down. And it could be just that simple. In other words, if you water the ground around the foundation, you know, it may puff back up and everything's okay. So the fix may be really, really easy, but that's where, you know, you tie in, Bob Becker. And like I said, if he's scratching his head, you know, you ask him when you talk to him about expansive clay soils. Do you say, do you think it could just be that simple?
Okay.
And then all you have to do is drill holes into the soil back on that part of the house with an auger. In other words, you drill like a 2 or 3. Even if you rent, you could rent a post hole digger, you know, those powered ones. From a tool rental place that'll drill a 6-inch diameter hole. And you stay out about 2-3 feet away from the foundation. You drill these holes down about 2-3 feet, and then you fill those holes all the way to the top with rounded gravel. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then what happens is the weather starts to get dry, if you put a soaker hose or a lawn sprinkler out and you water, just like you're watering your grass, that water goes right down through the gravel deep into the soil, and it keeps the soil down near the footer at the same moisture content year-round. Because, see, now we're starting to get into the wet period, and what will happen is in the fall and wintertime, as it starts to rain and we get moisture, that ground will start to lift back up again. You know, so but the trick is with these expansive clay soils, you want to keep them moist all the time. If you keep them moist all the time, they don't move.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hopefully, it's a good, easy fix. Thank
all right. You. Well, just email me and we'll go from there.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Sandy.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.